Now the game where smart people are asked about dumb things. It's called Not My Job. Back when he was a student, Jonathan Adler was told he'd never make it as an artist and he should go be a lawyer or something. But Adler continued to make his pottery, and today his design empire includes 26 stores named for him all over the world. He's the most famous potter now since Harry, and we are delighted to have him with us. Jonathan Adler, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. For those people who don't know your work, can you describe it in a few words?
Yeah, I guess I call my work Modern American Glamour. And it's about sort of modern design, rooted in American optimism, and always with a top note of glamour.
Is it true that you were, in fact, a design student at Rhode Island School of Design? You were taking classes there, and they said, give it up, you'll never amount to anything?
Totally. I had a very mean pottery teacher. I shouldn't name her on national radio, but I'll just...
Oh, go for it.
Name her.
No, I'll just say this. Her name begins with J and ends in Acklin Rice. So any guesses?
What is the point of rising to your position of prominence if you can't be catty?
That's right.
Well, go on.
I was actually catty before any prominence I may or may not have.
Yeah, so... So the way I understand the story is you went to New York and you did, in fact, try to take her advice, if you want to call it that, and you tried to work in some non-pottery jobs, and it did not work out.
It did not work out, and it's all my fault. I was a terrible employee. I showed up everywhere late. I slept with everybody in the office. I was surly. And I got fired from about three jobs in a row. And finally, I thought, oh, well, I guess I have no choice but to be a potter. And at the time, think about a potter. It's like you're stuck in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Yes.
And typically you're just sort of hawking your wares at a rain-soaked craft fair.
Yes, I've been there.
And as an unemployable person, I thought, well, I guess that's how I'm going to roll.
How
do they even get that horrible blue-brown glaze that all the potters in Brattleboro?
I think it's Mulchman's, dude.
I think it is.
So how did you go from there to being the design giant and that you are today?
Oh, well, I realized I was so not that, like, hippie craft dude.
Yeah.
I was half Joni Mitchell listening, Birkenstock wearing Harry Potter, and half, like, New York gay design dude.
I hope you were divided vertically, because that would be weird.
And
there's a joke here about the disappointing dates that only your top half was gay, but I won't make it. I have to ask you this question. We usually ask our various artists about their guilty secrets, so for a furniture and home decor designer, this would be it. Have you now or have you ever had any IKEA furniture in your house?
Thank you. That was my question.
I'm thinking. I definitely have in the lean years, and now I surround myself with my stuff, so no.
Really? Do couples, because IKEA, as we talked about in the show, is a place where couples fight. Because they can't decide on what they want. In your stores, do couples come in and fight?
All the time. And my philosophy is that just let the wife decide, please. She knows.
Okay. It is the secret to a happy marriage.
It surely
is. No doubt about that. Works for me.
And like what? Dudes, butt out. When it comes to the gays,
yes.
All bets are off.
Really?
That things can get. Talk about catty. When they start to disagree on something, whew.
Really? Is there any way of, can you tell which in a same-sex couple has the superior design sense?
It's all in the shoes.
Really?
Absolutely.
So what you do is, like, you check if they're squabbling, they don't know what to get and want this, that. You look down, and the shoes.
And then you choose a size.
Right.
My wife's shoes are always a lot better looking than mine.
I believe it.
This is Roxanne. I'm just dying to know, how did you go from a guy who, is the starving artist, and were you in New York or wherever you were? And then did you have some big break, some craft share show or something?
I did. I got my first order from Barney's, actually, when I first started. And then my other big break was opening a store a few years later.
Speaking of stores, I went into your one in Chicago and looked at all your lovely things. You have this manifesto painted on your wall, which we thought was pretty awesome. Do you know about this? Or did they paint it?
As the author of it, I do.
Yes. So it says things, we believe tassels are the earrings of the home. That's good.
They add a little intrigue and glamour.
We believe in being underdressed or overdressed always. I could see, having met people like Tim Gunn, being overdressed as can be classy, to be the only guy in a suit. When is being underdressed cool and classy?
either way, you just have to be immoderate. Like, dress like a slut or a mogul, but don't dress like a mid-level regional sales manager ever.
Jonathan, this is PJ. I am a huge fan. I have two big black lamps of yours from back in the day when one could afford one of your lamps.
They're still affordable. Everybody who's listening, race to my website or stores. They're affordable.
Okay, good. I am glad to hear that.
If someone had asked me, who do you know? Who on this earth is a huge fan of Jonathan Adler? I would have gone through every other person on earth before I got to you.
I thought you were all
mahogany and leather and gun racks. I didn't realize you were into fabulous New York design.
I like his lamps.
All right.
he's really
multifaceted.
Good.
Apparently.
I really like mid-century design, and he was one of the guys who brought it back. And he brought it back. He does a lot of fluted shapes on the sort of...
PJ, let's see your shoes.
Well, Jonathan Adler, we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
We know you love it. So we're changing it.
It was exactly 30 years ago this month that the Coca-Cola Company introduced New Coke, which is legendary as the most disastrous and most successful product launches of all time. We're going to ask you three questions about the strange but true saga of New Coke. If you get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Jonathan Adler playing for?
Carlos Tilbury of Overton in Hampshire, England.
Goodness gracious.
Woo.
Now, Jonathan, your husband Simon Dunham is on the show.
Yeah.
And how did he do?
He did really well, but I am going to do better than him.
All right. Here we go, Jonathan. Here's your first question.
Okay.
The day New Coke was introduced, that was April 23rd, 1985, it quickly became a holiday to whom? A, the American Dental Association, who anticipated lots more work for their members. B, Pepsi, which gave all employees the day off to commemorate their victory over their rival. Or C, the Anti-Defamation League, because they knew from now on the date would be remembered for something worse than being Hitler's birthday.
This is real? One of them is true?
One of them is true.
Whoa. That is crazy. All right, let me think. You know what? I'm going to go with Pepsi.
Yes, you are right. It was Pepsi. Pepsi saw Coke changing their formula as a sign of their victory in the horrible cola wars that had raged for so long. And they gave all their employees a day off.
Those were tough times.
They were tough times.
Yeah, I mean, we all remember them. It's really sad to be brought back to that period.
I know.
It is, yeah.
A lot of veterans of the cola wars just don't want to talk about it.
No.
No. Coca-Cola, second question. Coca-Cola got a lot of grief for the introduction of the new product, including criticism from whom? A, the Queen of England, who said her corgis refused to drink the new formula. B, cocaine users who mistakenly thought someone had changed their Coke recipe. Or C, Cuban dictator Fidel Castro, who said New Coke was a sign of American capitalist decadence.
Oh, I think, what was the one? The Queen
of England.
Said one's corgis wouldn't drink it?
She said one's corgis are not amused, presumably.
one's corgis,
Cocaine users who were afraid that their Coke was being changed. Or Fidel Castro.
Yeah, I got to go with Castro on this one.
Yes, it's Castro. Castro apparently really likes Coca-Cola, and he really didn't like the new stuff.
No, he was Team Pepsi. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that. Let's see if you can go for perfect. Did Simon get 3 out of 3?
No way.
Oh, so if you get this right, you will, in fact, beat him. This is good. After they restored the old formula, reintroducing it, as we all remember, as classic Coke, some people were still angry at Coca-Cola, including whom? A, the woodworking community, who had found that New Coke made a great light-duty adhesive. B, then-President Reagan, who liked pairing New Coke with his favorite jelly beans. Or C, Bill Cosby, who said that Coke retreating made him look dishonest.
Huh. Woodworkers using it as adhesive.
Yeah.
I'm a craft person. I don't ever use New Coke as adhesive. I am going to go with Bill Cosby.
You're right. Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Good.
Bill Cosby had gone on TV. Bill Cosby had gone on TV at the request and payment of Coke, talked about how great New Coke was, and when they withdrew the product and went back on their word, he quit being a spokesman because he said it destroyed. He said something like, I can't imagine anything that would be a greater blow to my credibility and reputation Bill, how did Jonathan Adler do in our quiz?
Jonathan, you got the best record in the last year on this test. Congratulations.
Well done, Jonathan.
3-0.
Jonathan Adler is an award-winning designer with over 25 stores around the world. You can check him and his work out at jonathanadler.com, especially these adorable animal-shaped matches holders, which I thought were just fabulous.
Thanks,
Jonathan Adler, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Take care, Jonathan.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.